Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park for game one of six between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Oakland Athletics. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports, a battle of the California League North Division. Three games remain in the first half. Both the Grizzlies and Ports have been eliminated from playoff contention. The Modesto Nuts have already clinched the California League North Division. So both these teams coming in trying to solidify and start the second half with some momentum as the Grizzlies and Ports play game one of this six-game series. Your Fresno Grizzlies coming with a record of 36-26 as they continue their 12-game homestand, a two-week homestand. They just finished off a series split with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes as Fresno stumbled on the Father's Day finale, splitting the six-game series with Rancho Cucamonga. And so the Grizzlies and the Quakes, they finished up. And now the Stockton Ports come to town, who are 25-36 overall. The Grizzlies are 10-2 against Stockton this year. So the Grizzlies, despite losing on Sunday, looking to get back into the win column and end this first half on a high note. Let's go back to that game, though, on Sunday on Father's Day, where the Grizzlies fell just short 10-8. There were 18 runs on 27 hits, 9 walks, and 2 hit-by-pitches combined between the two teams, 12 extra base hits, and a run scored in at least 4 of the innings between both teams. Rancho Cucamonga started up 7-0 before Fresno would score 6 runs, which included a 2-run homer from Caleb Hobson and Luis Mendez picking up an RBI as well. But the Quakes scoring a run in the 8th, 2 runs in the 9th, they took a 10-6 lead, and it held just up enough as Fresno could only score 2 runs. They had the game-winning run at the dish, the tying run at first, and the Grizzlies fell just short. Caleb Hobson led the way at the top of the lineup with 2 hits. He also had a home run and 2 RBI. Braylon Wimmer, 3 hits and 3 runs scored. And Luis Mendez, he had a big game, reaching base 3 times. He had a pair of RBI to go along with it. On the mound, Major League rehabber Airman Marquez, returning from Tommy John surgery, showed glimpses of success, fanning 5 over 7 outs recorded. He pitched 2 1/3, allowed 6 hits, 4 runs all earned. And then on top of that, it was Jace Kaminska going 5 innings in his first relief outing with Fresno. A couple great moments as well for Brady Hill and Cade Denton, both through 2/3 of an inning. So the Grizzlies looking to get back on track tonight as they give the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco. A 3-2 record, a 2.84 ERA. Pacheco gets the ball for Fresno. On the other side, the Stockton Ports, they're coming off a tough series against the Lake Elsinore Storm. The Storm, they lead the Quakes by 2 games in the California League North or California League South Division. The Ports at 25-36 will give the ball to right-hander Steven Echeverria. He'll make his 3rd start against Fresno, an 0-3 record, an 8.87 ERA. The Grizzlies 4.5 back in the California League North Division. Stockton, they are 15 back in the division. So a good pitching matchup in youngsters of Pacheco and Echeverria as we get ready for first pitch here at Chuck Chancey Park. Well, on Sunday, Sunday, I interviewed Grizzlies performance coach and strength coach Jeremiah Stewart on the pregame show. We wanted to talk about his Father's Day as he is a dad of 2, a boy and a girl. We also talked about how it's getting hot in Fresno and how you, the fans, and the players can keep cool with this heat. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with Jeremiah Stewart. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies strength and conditioning coach, Jeremiah Stewart. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Hey, man, Rice. Always a pleasure, man. I'm happy that we were able to finally get another one in. I know it's been a while.
I'm glad to have you back on the pregame show. First question I have for you, it's getting hot now, the dog days of summer. Talk about how important is it for the players and you individually as a coach to try to keep these guys safe with this heat.
Yeah, this is my second year, so being aware of how it is here in the Central Valley, I was able to prep the guys prior to what's going on now, and even coming in here in April, you know, it's hotter than what some of the guys may be used to, so just being redundant about it, about them staying hydrated, getting their rest on their days off, and just prepping their body for the coming week. Kind of getting them essentially ready for now, I want to say acclimated to it being a situation to where they can actually do something about it now and being ready. So this past couple weeks we had a heat wave that came through, came out of nowhere, kind of, right? And so they really got a taste of what it's gonna be like. So it went from, you know, joking about it to like, oh, we're gonna be on top of it. So
yeah, and I think the guys adjusted very well when it comes to it. But here at Chancy Park, we have misters for fans. We have misters for the players as well, too. We have all the ability to keep these players hydrated as well, too. But talk about the importance for anyone to try to stay hydrated in this kind of weather.
Yeah, you don't want to get any kind of heat injuries. So, you know, water obviously is the automatic go-to, but you don't want to just, you know, chug water and, you know, flush your system out, you know, all the minerals. So I'm a big fan, again, like last year I said, of mixing Pedialyte with, like, water and stuff like that and the sipping technique. we have hydration packets here with our guys. But, yeah, you just want to set yourself up. If you're out there working outside in this heat, you know, you don't want to suffer heat exhaustion. It happens really quick. Right, it can happen really quick. Do you mind if I share a story from
Absolutely.
Last year? Absolutely. Okay, so he kind of gave me the permission last year, so I use him all the time. Carson Skipper, awesome guy, pitcher. He's in Spokane currently, and he came in for a test that they normally do, you know, and his fluids, he was too hydrated, so they had to send him back out. And, you know, pitcher shagging balls, there's not that much effort into that. I think they sent him out for like 30 minutes, came back in, and he was severely dehydrated. And that's from just standing outside in the heat. So just be aware. You know, knowledge is key in that regard. And just being aware of your body and, you know, sipping water throughout the day.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And another thing that also is a part of this time of the year is cramping, especially now when we're playing long games, we're still playing long innings as well, too. How can one, you know, help without being cramped up?
Yeah. So again, potassium, bananas, right? But that's, again, that's coming from the electrolytes. So making sure that it's not just water, right? Water's great. But especially in like extreme heat, as far as performance is involved, you want to get those electrolytes in into your body because you're sweating them out. And keeping a good balance of that throughout the day and the week.
Absolutely.
Again, you know, setting yourself up. That's the goal, setting yourself up for the week and the coming days.
You're completely right about it, too. So fans, make sure with this weather, you guys are staying hydrated. Jeremiah giving you all the tidbits for it. But, you know, you're also a father, you know, and Father's Day is here. And I want to say first, happy Father's Day to you and all the dads out there as well. But, you know, for you, what is the coolest thing about being a dad?
Yeah, happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. The coolest thing about being a dad, man, there's so many, you know, words can't really describe it. Especially now my son's 3, my daughter is going to be 1 this Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah. It's an amazing feeling, man. You know, just seeing the little things that they do and like, uh-oh, that was me. I think I know how to handle it. And just the patience that comes with it. You know, some of it's natural just because it's like looking at a little me, but also, you know, a lot of prayers, man. But but yeah, the kiddos, man, they're amazing. There's photos on my desk right here. You can see them. But you know, just being that leader for them and the family, it's a big job, but it's a very enjoyable job, man. You know, that we have a great community, great family, that, you know, that pours into us. So it gives us the strength for that.
And how cool is it when you saw both your kids born, where you got to touch their little finger? It's a moment you'll never forget, right?
Oh yeah, man. My heart was beating really hard, like asking a girl out. That's a bad example, but there's two times that happened. It was when my wife was doing, you know, the presentation when we're married.
Yeah.
I see her in the dress the first time. I was like so nervous. And then when my son was born, he was actually looking away from me. And I was just like, my heart was beating. He turned around, he was crying. And I was just like, oh man. And I was just like, I don't know what I was so nervous about. It was wild. And my daughter, a little different situation, because she was just like, boop, there she is. And that was when my first thought, I was like, man, she looks just like my dad. But yeah, it's an amazing feeling, man. And I miss him.
No, absolutely.
So, yeah. But it's really fun now at this age. You know, he loves fishing. And I'm like, oh yeah, your daddy was really into fishing when I was dating your mommy. And I have a lot of stuff, a lot of gear. So we're going to go. So we've been out there trying to catch fish, or, you know, we're fishing, not catching, rather. So it's really fun at this age, but it goes by quick. Everyone's going to tell you that. And it's a blessing to be able to have a second one.
Well, I'm just so happy for you, and happy Father's Day to all the dads out there as well, too. Jeremiah, thanks for taking time this interview.
Appreciate you guys.
And we thank the Grizzlies performance and strength coach Jeremiah Stewart for joining us on the pregame show. We also apologize for the darts being played in the background of that interview. A couple players getting excited before first pitch. And I hope you're excited as well, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in. A stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 1 of 6, Tuesday Night Baseball, between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting Stockton Ports. With that being said, let's go through tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting Stockton Ports, who come in with a record of 25-36. Under manager Javier Godard, here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 9, Ryan Lasko. Batting second, the DH, number 2, Nelson Beltran. Batting third, the first baseman, number 28, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 8, Nate Nankill. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 4, Clark Elliott. Batting sixth is the shortstop, number 22, Miles Naylor. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 27, Carlos Franco. Batting eighth, the second baseman, number 1, Jose Escorche. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 11, Derek Salome. And on the bump for the Stockton Ports is the right-hander, number 16, Steven Echeverria. An 0-3 record and 8.87 ERA. For your Fresno Grizzlies now, their Toyota starting lineup under manager Steve Solis. They are 36-26, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Here is the Grizzlies starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 24, Caleb Hobson. Batting second, the third baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. Batting third, the shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth, the left fielder, number 31, G.J. Hill. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 14, Felix Tena. Batting sixth, the first baseman, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting seventh, the D.H., number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the mound for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 17, Albert Pacheco. A 3-2 record, a 2.84 ERA. So once again, for the Grizzlies, their Toyota starting lineup under manager Steve Solis. It'll be Hobson, Mendez, Perez, Hill, Tena, Hinchman, Andrews Jr., Perry, Tucker, and Pacheco on the bump. So again, the Ports and the Grizzlies, get ready for battle. We'll be back right after this with the national anthem and first pitch. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
At this time, we ask you to please rise and remove your caps as we celebrate and honor the memory of a baseball legend, Willie Mays. A 24-time All-Star, 12-time Gold Glove winner, 2-time league MVP, and 1954 World Series champion, Mays was a true hero on and off the field. He was a trailblazer on the field, making the move for Negro League to affiliated baseball, and an inspiration off the field with his City Hay Foundation, which benefits underprivileged youth. The City Hay Kid made multiple trips to the Champion Park over the years to cheer on the Grizzlies and beat with the community. Please join the entire Fresno Grizzlies organization in a moment of silence in honor of the Say Hey Kid and baseball legend, Willie Mays. Thank you. And now please remain standing for the playing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what a proudly we hail at twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars rule the
A wonderful national anthem and, of course, the moment of silence as the passing of Willie Mays, one of the all-time best baseball players and someone who has made a footprint on baseball that will never get relinquished. Willie Mays passing today, born in 1931, passed away here in 2024. A devastating start before tonight's game, but now we are back for baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park in downtown Fresno, California. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball, Game 1 of 6 between the Stockton Ports and your Fresno Grizzlies. As Ryan Lasco will lead things off against left-hander Albert Pacheco a 3-2 record, a 2.84 ERA. Pacheco, this year against Stockton, he has had two appearances. He's made one start and has not allowed a run so far this season. Against the Stockton Ports, says Albert Pacheco. This is the left-hander's day, Tuesday games, as he will take on Ryan Lasko to lead things off. Glad you could join us. As Albert Pacheco gets ready, the Grizzlies and the Ports, glad you could join us Tuesday Night Baseball. Albert Pacheco will work from the full windup and making sure everyone is ready to go is home plate umpire Chad Lagana. As here comes tonight's first pitch. And it is swung on and missed at 6:55 p.m. And we are underway here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 0-1 to Ryan Lasko, the center fielder. As it swung on and missed, a changeup that disappears quickly, 0-2. 88 degrees here at first pitch, 9 mph winds out to right field. We have partly cloudy skies as the 0-2 is inside. Count now at 1-2. So again, 88 degrees, first pitch at 6:55 p.m., a beautiful night here at Chuck Chancey Park. Here comes the 1-2. And it gets away from the catcher, Perry. 2-2. A fastball and 93 from Pacheco. Home plate umpires, Chad Lagana over on the bases, Drew Buffelli. As here comes the 2-2. And it's a ground ball softly hit to Mendez at third. Mendez is going to have to quickly throw it. And it goes away as Lasko will reach. It was too high for Hinchman. Mendez a double clutch before the throw was made, so Lasko is on. And just like that, Stockton in business with Nelson Beltran coming to the plate. Top of the first inning with no outs. Just underway here at Chuck Chancey Park. It is going to be E5 as Mendez is charged with the air. As here comes the first pitch to Nelson Beltran. And it is a called strike count at 0-1. The designated hitter for the Ports wears number 2 on the back of his jersey. Pair of home runs. He has 13 RBI. Here comes the 0-1 from Pacheco. And it swung on and missed. A good fastball past the bat. And quickly it's 0-2. Fastball at 91 miles per hour. Runner at first with no outs. Pacheco looks back the runner, Lasko, who's got great speed. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball that is lifted, and it will land foul. Count remains at no balls and 2. The Grizzlies are wearing their red unis. They are 8-11 while sporting these jerseys. Grizzlies run across the front. They have the black numbers on the back with the white outline. Red cap, red bill, the Grizzly Bear logo on top of that red cap. Pacheco's favorite uniform. As the pitch is just inside, count of 1-2. Stockton, they're wearing their blue unis. This is a part of their alternate logo, their asparagus logo. They have Stockton written across the front, white numbers on the back. They have the asparagus logo on their blue cap and blue bill. As that is a check on the runner in Lasko, back safely. Runner at first with no outs, just underway here in the top of the first inning. Chad Lagana behind the plate. Drew Buffelli on the bases. As Pacheco comes set once again, and the pitch is called strike 3 on the inner portion, and Pacheco has his first punch out of the evening. So Beltran's out on strikes as here comes first baseman in TJ Schofield Sam. One of two lefties in this Ports lineup. A very righty-heavy lineup. As Pacheco, the lefty, has his work cut out for him. Here comes the pitch from the southpaw. And it's outside. Count of 1-0. Pacheco, a 3-2 record, a 2.84 ERA. He is making his 11th appearance, 10th start of the season. Here comes the 1-0, and that's a fly ball out to left field. It will nestle foul. Count of 1-1. Pacheco making his 6th start at home, his third appearance against the Ports, second start. So far this year, he's been outstanding against the Ports. 6 2/3 innings of scoreless baseball. Here's the 1-1, a check swing on an elevated fastball, and he did not go around. Count it 2-1. So no record, no ERA. He's allowed just 2 hits, 4 walks, and 7 punchouts against the Ports. Pacheco pitched last Tuesday against Rancho Cucamonga in a no decision. 5 2/3 innings as there goes the runner. And a ground ball in the hit and run. A base hit to left center. Lasko heading to third. Hobbs is going to throw the ball to third. And taking second is TJ Schofield, Sam. And just like that, the Ports in business. Runners at second and third with one out. A perfect hit and run for Stockton. As Sam, a single, he took second on the throw. Lasko up to third. It is a hit allowed by Pacheco. And now he'll take on right fielder Nate Nankill. So second and third with one out. And the Grizzlies infield, they're playing back. As here comes the first offering from Pacheco. And it is outside. Count of 1 ball and no strikes for Nate Nankill. It is officially a single. Advanced on the throw for TJ Schofield, Sam to second. As Pacheco looks in, here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it is just outside. Counted 2 balls and no strikes. Pacheco is 6'1", 176 pounds, 21 years old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent in 2019, as there is a called strike. Counted 2-1. Pacheco, second year with Fresno. This is his 5th professional season. A fastball, slider, and changeup. That fastball can reach the mid-90s, though. Here's the pitch and a fly ball foul. Counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes as Pacheco looking for his 2nd strikeout of the game. It would be a big one if he can get it with the lefty Elliott on deck. Here comes the 2-2 to Nankill. And it is inside, and the count now at 3-2 as he went to the slider. So Pacheco going off speed. We'll see if he elevates a fastball here to change the eye direction of Nankill. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Runners at 2nd and 3rd here in the top of the 1st inning. Here's the pitch, and it's called strike 3. Just like his previous strikeout of Beltran, he goes to the same spot and catches Nankill looking. The 2nd strikeout and 2nd out of the inning for Pacheco, as it will bring up the left fielder in Clark Elliott. That is a big strikeout for Pacheco. A big 2nd out for Fresno, as now a lefty-lefty matchup as Pacheco looking to get it out of the inning unscathed. Here comes the pitch, and it's a ball just outside. Count at 1-0. Good spot from Pacheco against the lefty and Clark Elliott. First time we've seen Elliott this season. 3rd series between the Ports and the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch and a chopper foul. Count at 1-1. Both series, though, at Banner Island Ballpark. So the first trip for Stockton here at Chukchansey Park. Fresno 10-2 against the Ports this year. All-time Fresno 71-25 against the Ports. Here comes the 1-1 as Pacheco gets a check swing. Did he go around? And yes, he did. Count at 1-2, and now Pacheco a strike away from getting out of the frame. Runners at 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs here in the top of the 1st inning. Ports trying to score first. Pacheco comes set. Here comes his 1-2 offering, and it swung on and missed. He went to the slider, and he strikes out the side as we head to the bottom of the 1st with no score. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the first inning, no score here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Caleb Hobson will lead things off as the first pitch is a called strike from right-hander Steven Echeverria. An 0-3 record, an 8.87 ERA. As he will battle Caleb Hobson. And there's a ground ball hard hit to first. Echeverria going to cover, and he will beat Hobson to the bag. It goes 3-1, and Hobson is retired. So one away, as here comes the third baseman, Luis Mendez. Hobson's been great, though, at the top of the lineup. With that put out, he's now 6-for-14 in the leadoff spot, which includes 5 walks and a hit by pitch. So now Luis Mendez to the plate. Here comes the pitch from the righty Echeverria. Eye chopper to short. It's going to be a tough play. Naylor extends to grab the ball, but there was no throw, and it's an infield single for Luis Mendez. So Mendez has an infield single. That ball was a bounding ball to short, and Naylor, he did a great job extending to make the play, but there was no chance to even throw the ball, as here comes shortstop Andy Perez. So runner at first with one out, and Fresno trying to get going now as Mendez is on once again. And the first pitch to Perez is outside, count at 1-0. Against right-hander Steven Echeverria, an 0-3 record, an 8.87 ERA. Echeverria just 18 years old, born in Livingston, New Jersey. Here comes the 1-0 to Andy Perez. There goes Mendez for second. The throw is online, and Mendez is safe. He gets a hand in there just in time. It looked like a delayed steal initially from Mendez. And he has a stolen base. So runner at second with one out. And now Perez, he has an opportunity to drive in the run. He has 34 RBI. And Fresno looking to take an early lead. Echeverria will come set. Here comes his offering. Looks back Mendez. Here's the pitch. And a foul ball. Counted 2 balls. And a strike. Echeverria making his 9th start of the season. 22 1/3 innings, and he's made a trio of starts now against Fresno. Made 2 appearances in their last series at Banner Island Ballpark. Went 0-1 among those 2 starts. Here's the pitch and a ground ball. That one will go foul. Count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Combined among those 2 starts, 4 innings, 12 hits, 8 runs, 8 earned, 4 walks, and 4 Ks for the right-hander. Again, just 18 years old, 6'1", 180 pounds. As here comes the 2-2. Looks back the runner, and it's a line drive that will head foul. Count remains at 2-2. Stephen Anthony Echeverria went to Melbourne High School in Melbourne, New Jersey. Drafted by the Athletics in the third round in 2023. Pick number 72 overall. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside, three balls and two strikes as Perez works the count full. Runner at second with one out here in the bottom of the first. Just underway here at Chuck Chansey Park. Again, first pitch at 6:55 p.m. Here comes a 3-2 from the righty, Echeverria. And it is down low, ball four, and Perez will work a walk. So now runners at first and second with one away as here comes left fielder G.J. Hill. Hill leads the team with six home runs as he is in the cleanup spot tonight. The switch-hitting left fielder. Hill, 20 RBI. Batting average just under 250. As here comes the pitch to G.J. Hill. And he will foul it off. Counted no balls and one strike. Again, Chad Lagana behind the plate. Drew Buffelli on the bases. Fresno wearing their red unis. Stockton, they're in their dark blue unis this evening. No balls, one strike to G.J. Hill. Here comes the pitch, and it's low. Count at one ball and one strike. Bottom of the first inning. No score between Stockton and Fresno. Echeverria looks in. He will come set around the belt. Here comes his 1-1 offering with Mendez leading from second. And that's low for a ball. Two balls and a strike. So two balls, one strike with one out. Runners at first and second. Echeverria will look back the runner at Mendez. Perez the runner at first. Here's the pitch. And that is a called strike, 2-2. Good fastball as the catcher in Franco framing that ball nicely on the outside part of the plate. 96 from the 18-year-old in Echeverria. Two balls, two strikes now as Hill looking to give the Grizzlies an early lead. Here comes the pitch, and Hill lines it foul, and the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Fresno lost 10-8 on Sunday. Looking to get back in the win column, they split the series with the Quakes. The Stockton Ports, though, they have had some success here at Chuck Chansey Park. As here comes the pitch once again to Hill. And it is outside. And the count now full, three balls and two strikes. Fresno, though, 10-2 against Stockton. The first time these two teams have met up here at Chuck Chansey Park. Third of five series between the clubs in 2024. Here's the pitch and a line drive. Base hit to right field. That will get down. And here comes Mendez to the plate. He will score without a throw as it goes in a second. And G.J. Hill gives Fresno a 1-0 lead. Hill, a line drive to right field. Mendez rounds third. He heads home with no throw. And just like that, Fresno is on the board first. So an RBI single, Perez stops at second, Mendez comes in to score. Second hit for Fresno, and a run now allowed by Echeverria. Runners at first and second still with one out, as here comes right fielder Felix Tena. And if you want to talk about a guy who is seeing beach balls at the plate, it is Felix Tena. Tena has reached base safely in 21 straight games, and has a hit in 20 of those 21 games. Two home runs, 24 RBI, batting 215 as Tena will hit a little chopper. It's a tough play for Echeverria, who picks it up the throw, and it is in time. Tena out by a step as both runners will advance a base. A little chopper just to the right of the mound of Echeverria, who did a great job getting off the bump and making a good throw to first. So Hill to second, Perez to third. It goes 1-3. For the second out, as here comes first baseman Jason Hinchman. Two home runs, 25 RBI for Hinchman. Some big hits in the last series against the Quakes as the pitch runs outside. Count at 1-0. 1-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the first. Jason Hinchman looking to drive in two runs as Hill leads from second. Andy Perez from third. Here comes the pitch. And that is low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. E.J. Andrews Jr. on deck as manager Steve Solis from the first base coach's box telling Perez to watch out for that ball thrown back to Echeverria as it almost got away from him. Third base coach is Grizzlies bench coach Cesar Galvez. This Toyota starting lineup dangerous if he can get going early. 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and it's a called strike. Count it 2-1. Good fastball from the right-hander Echeverria. Clips 96 on the gun. You can see why he was taken in the third round by the Athletics. Here comes the 2-1 from the righty. And Hinchman will take a pitch low, three balls and a strike. Ball in the dirt as Franco will ask for a new baseball. Fresno trying to extend their early lead. 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Runners at second and third with two outs. Hinchman ready for a 3-1 offering from Echeverria. And Hinchman checks his swing. Did he go? And he did. Three balls and two strikes. As Hinchman didn't agree. And the crowd that's here as well did not agree with the call. Either way, though, Hinchman will still have another chance at the dish. Three balls, two strikes. And with two outs, Hinchman looking for maybe that fastball from the right-hander. Here comes a 3-2 from Echeverria. And it's inside, almost hits him, ball four. So Hinchman will draw the walk. Fresno has two hits and two walks this inning. And now the bases are loaded with two outs, and here comes trouble in E.J. Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State Bulldog. He is a perfect guy with the bases loaded. He has three home runs this year, 16 RBI. Andrews Jr., we've seen the power against the Ports this year. Two of his three home runs have come in Stockton. Last year, E.J. Andrews Jr., in the series against the Ports at Chancy Park, had a multi-homer game. That was the last multi-homer game for Fresno. The Grizzlies have not had one this year, and the guy at the plate, Andrews Jr., can erupt with one swing of the bat. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the first inning. Fresno leads 1-0 as E.J. Andrews Jr., the designated hitter, the former Fresno State Bulldog, the Long Beach product, looks to bring in a couple runs right here. Echeverria, after a mound visit now, will look in. Here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr. And it is a called strike. Count it 0-1. A left-hander starts to loosen down in that Ports pen. Looks like it's Diego Barrera. As here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. And he will foul it off the mask of the catcher in Franco. And the count now at no balls and two strikes. It is number 38, Diego Barrera, down in the pen. As the count now at 0-2, is Echeverria looking to get out of this inning with a punch out. Here comes the pitch. And Andrews Jr. stays alive. 96 on that fastball, running in on the inside part of the plate. Andrews Jr. spoiling that pitch as Fresno looking to add more runs here in the bottom of the first. The Grizzlies, when scoring first, very successful. They are 28-9. Here comes the 0-2, and it is fouled off. Andrews Jr. getting a piece of that slider at 89 miles per hour. Fresno 10-3 at home when scoring first. This is a team, though, that's played in comeback mode the past couple of weeks and have found success. As here comes the 0-2 again. And it swung on and foul tipped into the glove, and that will end the inning. So the Grizzlies only get one run. An RBI single from G.J. Hill scores Luis Mendez. We head to the second, 1-0. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the second inning, 1-0. The Grizzlies lead the Ports as Albert Pacheco will wind and deal. And there is a ball just low to Miles Naylor, the shortstop for Stockton. Here comes the 1-0 as Pacheco once again will wind and deal, and that's outside. Two balls and no strikes. Here in the top of the second inning, glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball. Game one of this six-game series. 2-0 is in the dirt, three balls and no strikes. As Pacheco falls behind to Miles Naylor, of course, the younger brother of two major leaguers. Miles Naylor, one of the top prospects in the Oakland Athletics system, as he will take a called strike, count at 3-1. We've seen the power from Naylor, 7 home runs, 29 RBI. The batting average, though, is not exactly where he wants it to be at, as a 3-1 is a foul ball, count now at 3 balls. And 2 strikes as Pacheco working back into the count. Naylor batting 179, a 630 OPS. Count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. And it is low ball 4 and a leadoff walk. So Naylor is on board as here comes the catcher in Carlos Franco. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. As a check on Naylor, he's back safe. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. As there is a called strike on the inner half of the plate, counting no balls in 1 strike to Carlos Franco. Top of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As here comes the pitch, that's way outside, and Perry getting out of his crouch to make the play. 1-1 as Pacheco. He's had some control issues over his last couple of outings. 4 walks in his last 2 starts, 8 combined. As that's a high pop-up, and it will drift foul. As the count now at 1-2. So 1-2 as Pacheco now looking for his 4th punch-out of the game. Looks back the runner again in Naylor. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pacheco struck out a season-high 8 against the Quakes last Tuesday. Pacheco, though, known for getting soft contact. That's his bread and butter, especially with that fastball. Here comes the 2-2, and that's in the dirt. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Pacheco, a lot of pitches early on. Already up to 35 pitches, just 19 strikes for the lefty. Pacheco, 107 pitches earlier this season, the most by a Fresno arm in a game. Here's the 3-2, and that's a high fly ball out to center field. Hobson, though, he's in the sun. He will reach up and make the catch for the first out. One away as here comes the second baseman in Jose Escorche. Jose Escorche will wear the number 1 on the back of his jersey as he will stride to the plate. Lots of shade and shadows here at Chancy Park. There is some sun spots out in right center field and also in left field just beyond the left fielder hill. Here comes the pitch, and that's a fly ball to right field. A long run for Tenna. He's going to have some room, and he makes the catch just shy of the warning track for the second out. Escorche, this is the first time we've seen him this season, but last year he had a lot of success here at this ballpark as he flew out to right. So now 2 outs with the runner at first, and it's Derek Salome, the 9-hole hitter for Stockton. Here in the top of the second inning. Salome now will look in as he will battle Albert Pacheco. Here comes the pitch, and it's a called strike. A fastball, 92, grooved in there as Perry throws the ball back quickly. Manager Steve Solis, he's trying to figure out where to play defensively against Salome as that's a called strike. Count it 0-2. A lot of these Ports batters have split time between High A Lansing, the ACL Athletics, and Stockton, and Salome is one of them. There's a count now at no balls and 2 strikes. Naylor leads from first with 2 outs. As here comes the pitch, and it's just inside. Count at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Went right back to that fastball, registered at 93 miles per hour. Pacheco looking for the punch out. He will come set. Here comes his 1-2 offering. And that's a ground ball to third. Mendez, tough play. He snags it to first, and it's in time. Nice glove work from Luis Mendez to end the second inning. We head to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Fresno. Don't go anywhere.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chukchansey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Cruise at the Chukchansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. Cruise at the Chukchansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Jancy Park. As that pitch runs outside from Steven Echeverria to Darius Perry. Count of one ball, no strikes. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As here's a ground ball to third. Nice play from Salome. The throw is offline, though, and Perry now will head to second. That ball's still rolling. Perry's now trying to go to third. He is heading there, and the throw is finally coming in. And that will be E5 as Perry gets all the way to third base. So Perry sees the Salome throw go offline. That's the first error for Stockton, and now a runner at third with no outs and Tevin Tucker coming to the dish. The third baseman Salome made a great job near the line to grab that ball, and then the throw was just way offline. The first baseman in Schofield, Sam, could not make the play. As the infield now in for Stockton, and Tevin Tucker will take a ball high, count of one ball and no strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to add on to their lead, Tevin Tucker, the nine-hole hitter for the Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch, and he goes one up the middle. Great play, though, from the second baseman, and Escorche, as he makes the play for the first out, and Perry decided to against going home. That also was a broken bat, so Tucker will have a new bat his next at-bat. So Tucker is out 4-3, one away. Runner still at third for center fielder Caleb Hobson. The infield still in as Escorche did a great job getting to that ball up the middle. As here comes the pitch to Hobson, and it's in the dirt, count at 1-0. Good stop from Franco as the ball scuffled right in front of him. One ball and no strikes to Caleb Hobson. Hobson has been outstanding over the past month, batting .288, two home runs, 16 RBI. Yes, here comes the 1-0 to Hobson, and it's a high pop-up. This is on the infield as well. It's the second baseman, now first baseman in Schofield, Sam, who will make the catch, and another unproductive out. Two away now as here comes the third baseman, Luis Mendez. Mendez 1-for-1, a stolen base and the lone run scored so far. As the Ports defense now will play back with two outs. And after the error allowed Perry to get to third, the Grizzlies have not been able to score him as that runs outside. Count at 1-0, and a couple times the catcher, Carlos Franco for Stockton, he's moving his glove out there so fast it looks like it's going across the plate. A little more than usual. Here comes the 1-0. And Mendez fouls it off towards the Ports dugout on the third base side. Count of one ball and one strike. Two outs, runner at third. 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As the Grizzlies looking to finish up the first half on a high note. Here's the 1-1, and Mendez will take a ball. That is a little bit low. Two balls and a strike. San Jose and Modesto just underway from John Thurman Field. The Giants an early lead there. Inland Empire, Rancho Cucamonga, they're back and forth in their contest as Mendez fouls off the 2-1. Now it's two balls and two strikes. Rancho Cucamonga trying to keep pace with Lake Elsinore in the South Division. They trail 3-2, and the Storm all over the Rawhide, 4-0. Two balls, two strikes as Mendez looks to score the run. And a check swing. Did he go around? And he didn't. Three balls, two strikes as Mendez didn't chase after the elevated fastball. And now the count full. Three balls, two strikes. Luis Mendez, an opportunity to score Darius Perry. Here comes a 3-2 to Mendez. And it's outside, ball four. So Mendez draws the walk. He's reached base both times. That's the third walk from Echeverria. Now runners at the corners here with two outs, and Andy Perez will stride to the plate. Perez walked his first time at the dish, just two triples shy of joining the Grizzlies' top 10 career records. He has 11 triples, 13 would tie him with Juan Mello and Roger Kieschnick. As here comes the pitch, and Perez will foul it off, count it 0-1. Andy Perez, 4 home runs, 34 RBI. He is batting .278, and Perez, a .750 OPS. Just celebrated his birthday earlier in the month as the 0-1 from Echeverria. And instead, it'll be a check on Mendez. He's back safely with a head-first dive. Count remains at no balls and a strike. Andy Perez, 20 years old from Santa Clara, Cuba. Second season with Fresno. Here's the 0-1, and that is outside. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Andy Perez signed as an international free agent in 2021 and continues to show promise not only in the field, but now with his bat this season. Here comes the 1-1 to Perez, and he grounds one to second. This is playable for the second baseman, Escorche, on a first in time. And after an error allows Perry to get to third, the Grizzlies strand a pair of runners. We head to the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year, the 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the third inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As Albert Pacheco will take on Ryan Lasco, who reached on an error his first time. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. And it's a bunt attempt, and it's fouled out of play. Counted no balls and one strike. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. Here comes the 0-1 inside. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's the pitch now to Lasco, and it's inside. 2 balls and a strike. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. As a 2-1 is fouled off to the right, and it almost gets into the press box, counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. The 2-2 is low, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the top of the third inning, on June 18th, we were already over the halfway point of the month. Crazy to think July 4th right around the corners. Here's a ground ball too short. Perez with the backhand on a first in time. It goes 6-3 and Lasco is retired. One away as it will bring up the designated hitter in Nelson Beltran. So 6-3, and now Beltran, who struck out looking his first time, will come to the dish. Beltran, a very good power hitter. As here comes the offering from the lefty goes outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Top of the third, 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton. Yes, here comes the pitch, and that's a line drive out to right or left center field, a base hit as Hobson will get it on a bounce, and it's a one-out single for Beltran. And for Stockton, that's their second hit of the game. The other one who has a hit, TJ Schofield-Sam, and he will come to the dish. As Albert Pacheco, a little bit of some trouble with the top of this lineup so far. As he will look for a double play, Pacheco, that fastball can get a lot of double plays, especially with some sink on it. Here comes the pitch, and he gets a double play ball as it goes off the leg of Hinchman, and everybody's safe. Hinchman now, he is walking gingerly as that ball hit his leg, maybe his foot. So now runners at first and second with one out. That ball was hit on a rocket over there to Hinchman. We'll see what the ruling is as Beltran will get to second. So now first and second, one out, and it's Nate Nankill who struck out looking his first time. As Pacheco will look back the runner. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Count it 0-1. So no balls and one strike. That last ball was hit at 86 miles per hour towards the first baseman, Hinchman. As here's a fly ball to right, and that is fouled off towards the Grizzlies bullpen. Count now no balls and two strikes. Currently, it is a fielder's choice E3. That's the second air now for Fresno. The Grizzlies' best fielding percentage in the California League. As here comes the 0-2. It's in the dirt, count of one ball and two strikes. As supports looking to tie this game up from Nate Nankill. Nankill, 5 home runs. He's been outstanding at the dish this year for the Ports. As here comes the 1-2, and that's a high fly ball out to shallow right center field. And it's caught by the second baseman in Tucker for the second out. So two outs now as it brings up the left fielder Clark Elliott. Runners at first and second with two outs. Clark Elliott, he is tonight's Dutch Bros strikeout batter, and Pacheco would love to have another strikeout against him. Pacheco struck out the side in the first. He has no strikeouts since. As here comes the pitch, and that's outside. Count of 1-0 and right to the slider. Good location from Pacheco as that ball would have not done anything if hit. One ball, no strikes. Pacheco looks back the runners. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. 1-0 Fresno leads Stockton. As Pacheco now looks back the runner. Here's the pitch, and it's a check swing. Now the throw to second, and they caught the runner. Now at third, and he's out. 2-6-5, and they catch the runner in Beltran napping to end the inning. Perry, a great back pick to end it, and we head to the bottom of the third. 1-0 Fresno.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0. Fresno leads Stockton as G.J. Hill will lead things off against right-hander Steven Echeverria. Here comes the first pitch, and Hill will take a called strike, count at 0-1. Hill 1-for-1 with an RBI single to right field. As here comes the 0-1, and that's fouled off. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. Good slider there from Echeverria at 85. Great late break on it as Hill just had a serve it foul. As the 0-2 is high, count of 1-2. 1-0. Fresno leads Stockton as here comes the 1-2 to Hill. And it's high, 2-2. For Steven Anthony Echeverria, Echeverria. Melbourne High School in New Jersey. As here's a line drive, base hitter right field. Hill's now 2-for-2. And he will take a big turnover at first and stop there. It's a leadoff single for Hill. Fresno now with 3 hits and Hill with a pair of them. As it brings up right fielder Felix Tena. Echeverria, again, just 18 years old. This is his first true season in professional baseball. Did not pitch last year after being selected by the Athletics. Lively arm, though, as here comes the pitch. Hill, good lead over at first as he fakes the stolen base. And now the count at 0-1 as Tena takes a strike. I can only imagine how the hitters face Echeverria in high school. When you face a guy that has that kind of movement and stuff, how many strikeouts that he must have picked up in his time in high school. As there goes Hill, as that is fouled off, as Tena is now behind 0-2, as Hill had second base swiped easily. No balls and 2 strikes here in the bottom of the third. Felix Tena looking to get on base for the first time tonight. He has reached base safely in 21 straight games. Batting 321 during this stretch. No balls, 2 strikes to Tena. Runner at first. Here's the pitch. And it's going to hit Tena. And that will put him on. So Hill now up to second. Tena will now reach base for the 22nd straight game. But it's the worst way possible, a hit by pitch. So now runners at first and second with no outs. And it will bring up the first baseman and Jason Hinchman, who walked his first time. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. As that's a big, healthy hack swung on and missed, count at 0-1. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. As here comes the 0-1 to Jason Hinchman. And he will take a called strike quickly, 0-2. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 0-2 to Hinchman. And he will take a pitch in the dirt, count now 1-2. They're in the bottom of the third inning. 1-0 Fresno leads. 2 runners on with no outs as the Grizzlies looking to expand their 1-0 advantage. Jason Hinchman, 25 RBI. Here comes the 1-2 to the Tennessee Tech product. And he will take a pitch low, 2 balls and 2 strikes. As the catcher in Franco telling Echeverria, great spot with that slider. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here in the bottom of the third, here comes the pitch to Hinchman. And it is just inside, a little bit low. 3 balls and 2 strikes as the catcher in Franco trying to get a spot call from the home plate umpire. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Hill takes his lead from second. Tenna not being held on at first. Here's the pitch. And that's a broken bat, a blooper out to... Did that ball get out with a broken bat? Oh, my goodness. That ball was fouled off. I was watching the bat that was broken out to left field, and that ball went foul and almost had the distance to get out. That shows the power that Hinchman has. That ball almost hit the third baseman in Salom. That's how far that broken bat went. Wow. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Let's do it again. Here comes the pitch to Hinchman, and he will ground one to short. It goes 6-4, but the throw's offline, and everybody's safe. The second baseman in Escorche, he's going to argue now. He thought he was on at second. And so everybody's safe, and it's going to be a fielder's choice, E6 on the throw. So Hill to third, Tenna to second. As we look at the replay right here, the ground ball and the shortstop Naylor that was offline, and the second baseman Escorche thought he was on the bag. So fielder's choice E6. That's the second time now that we've seen a fielder's choice and an error. So now base is loaded again for Andrews Jr. as he will take a strike, count it 0-1. Andrews Jr., he struck out swinging with the bases loaded back in the first. And now again, bases loaded, no outs though, here in the third. Here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. And he will fly one. Left field. That ball's hit well. And it is going to go off the wall. It will score one. Here comes Tenna. He rounds third. He will score easily. And it's a double. 2 RBI score for E.J. Andrews Jr. That ball just missed going out. Instead, it's 3-0 Fresno. Hill scores easily. Tenna scored as the shortstop Naylor decided against throwing the ball to the plate. Hinchman gets all the way to third, and Andrews Jr. has a 2 RBI double, 2 left. Second hit, and a pair of runs will score. As here comes the manager and Javier Godard, and that will do it for Echeverria. We'll have a pitching change right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensy Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensy Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Cruise at the Chuck Jensy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We are still in the bottom of the third, 3-0 Fresno leads Stockton. Runners at second and third with no outs, and Darius Perry to the plate, as he will swing and miss on a slider from right-hander Mark Adamiak out of the Ports pen. Adamiak taking over for Steven Echeverria, whose line is not done just yet, as both runners on will be towards the line of Echeverria. 3-0 here in the bottom of the third, as here comes the 0-1 to Perry. And he will check his swing and another slider, quickly 0-2. Perry reached on an error, was stranded at third. It was a throwing error that allowed him to get to third. Let's count now at no balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Perry. And it's a slider called strike three. He went right back to the slider, and Perry is out. That is the first strikeout for Adamiak, and Echeverria had a strikeout earlier, so only the second for Ports pitching. And now with one out, runners at second and third, it's Tevin Tucker who's 0-1, a ground out with the drawn infield the last time he was at the dish. As here comes the pitch to Tevin Tucker. Yeah. The pitch is going to be a called strike on the bunt attempt, counted 0-1 from the right-hander in Adamiak. Wears number 44 on the back of his blue jersey, 6'4", 230 pounds. Drafted in the 15th round by the Athletics in 2022. Went to Shawnee, Kansas. Or he's from Shawnee, Kansas. That's a ball. Count now at 1-1. So Adamiak trying to get out of this little jam. He is 23 years old, went to Arkansas. Here's the 1-1, and that is a called strike. Count now at 1-2. Good fastball painted on the outside part of the plate. This is his 21st appearance out of the pen. 1-1 record of 5.26 ERA. He also has one save. Here comes the 1-2 to Tucker, and it swung on and missed. Back-to-back punch-outs for the right-hander as Tucker is set down. And with two away, here comes Caleb Hobson, who's 0-2. So Andrews Jr., after the two RBI double, Jason Hinchman reached on an error. He's at third. The Grizzlies, once again, with runners in scoring position, trying to bring them in. They've already left five runners on base. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's a ball outside. It was a slider just missing. Fresno 2-10 with runners in scoring position tonight. We are just in the third inning. Count of 1-1, no strikes to Caleb Hobson. Here comes the pitch from the righty, Adamiak, and Hobson ground ball to first, and that ball will go foul. And they're saying, apparently they say it is fair, and that will actually end the inning. And now Steve Solis is going to come out and argue. That ball looked foul from our vantage point. As now Steve Solis wants an explanation. Either way, Fresno, they will still score two runs, but leave two more stranded. 3-0 as we head the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Cruise at the Chuck Chansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 3-0. Fresno leads Stockton, as Clark Elliott will lead things off against Albert Pacheco. Elliott was at the plate when the inning ended in the third after a 2-6-5 caught-stealing putout to end the frame. So Elliott will take a pitch inside, count of one ball and no strikes. Fresno has left seven runners on despite their 3-0 lead, 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position. As that ball is low and Perry does a great job blocking it, two balls and no strikes. Albert Pacheco, though, has been waiting on the bench for a very long time. As here comes the 2-0. That's a called strike. Count it 2-1. Good pitch to Clark Elliott. 5'10", 182 pounds. Drafted in the second round by Oakland in 2022. As that pitch is low, three balls and a strike. Elliott, born in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Lots of talent in that area. As here's the 3-1 from Pacheco, and it is fouled off, and Perry goes down. I think it hit his leg, and the count now full 3-2. Manco Abbott and Le Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. As Pacheco ready to go, here comes his 3-2 to Elliott, and it's fouled off. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As a 3-2 is a high chopper, Pacheco ranging back, the off-balance throw, and it's in time to first. What a play from Pacheco going behind the rubber to make the play. He spins and the perfect throw. It goes 1-3 for the first out. As here comes the shortstop in Miles Naylor. He walked his first time at the plate here in the top of the fourth inning. As here comes the pitch and a ground ball, one bouncer to Perez. Perez, the throw to first in time as one shortstop grounds out to the other. Great play there from Andy Perez. It goes 6-3. Now two outs now, and it brings up the catcher in Carlos Franco. Franco 0-for-1 with a flyout. As the Grizzlies looking for a 1-2-3 inning so their offense can come back to the dish. As Pacheco gets ready, he will wind and deal. And that's a line drive out to left field, a long run. He'll dive, and he makes the catch to end the inning. Loses his hat, but it doesn't matter. A 1-2-3 frame for Pacheco, and the Grizzlies with a 3-0 lead coming back up right after this.
Cruise at the Chuck Chansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July fireworks extravaganza.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0. Fresno leads Stockton as Luis Mendez will lead things off. He is 1-for-1, a single walk and a run scored. As here comes the pitch and a line drive, base hit for Mendez. He's reached base 3 times and is now 2-for-2. Mendez with a big hit right there, and the Grizzlies' leadoff man is on once again. That is the fifth hit for Fresno, as it brings up Andy Perez, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. So Grizzlies once again putting runners on base and now trying to find a way to extend their 3-0 lead. As here's the pitch, and that is fouled off by Perez, counting no balls and one strike. Final line for right-hand pitcher Steven Echeverria. 2 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 1 strikeout. Here comes the 0-1 to Perez. He takes a pitch low, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. As the right-hander Mark Adamiak takes on Andy Perez. Perez would love to drive the ball right here. Here's the 1-1 offering. There goes Mendez, a chopper up the middle, and that's going to be 2 as Mendez stopped running. And now they're going to say that Mendez should stay at second. They don't believe that the play was even made at second. Either way, it should be a double play, and it goes 4-3. That was a weird play as well. Mendez, who was running, decided just to stop. I wonder if he thought the ball was caught on a line. I don't think he saw the initial bounce. So 2 outs now as it brings up the left fielder G.J. Hill, who is 2-for-2, a pair of singles and an RBI. As here's a chopper to second. Escorche, he will have it bounce off his glove. He tries to recover, but it's not in time. So after the double play from Escorche, he now makes an error, and Hill is on base for the third time. So that is E4. After Escorche made a great double play. So 2 outs, runner at first, and it's Felix Tena. 0-for-1, a hit by pitch and a run scored. Another crazy night at the ballpark. Here comes the pitch to Tena, way outside, count at 1-0. So it is E4, the third error for Stockton. Fresno has 2 errors. We have 7 hits in this game, 5 errors. Fresno leads 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. So it's a double play and then an error by Escorche as Tena takes his time, as it looks like part of his equipment is going to be readjusted. 1 ball, no strikes, as G.J. Hill is the runner at first base. Andy Perez, after that double play, now 0-for-2. Luis Mendez, he's reached base 3 times. There's a base hit to center field for Tena. Hill will stop at second as the center fielder Lasco made a throw, and then he fell after he threw the ball. So Hill stops at second, and Tena has a single. Second hit for Fresno, now 6 hits overall. Runners at first and second with 2 outs for Jason Hinchman. Hinchman 0-for-1. He's reached on an error and also a walk. As Tena has now reached base 2 times with a single. Tena has a hit in 21 of his last 22 games. As Hinchman will foul it off, count it 0-1. So Tena extends his hit streak to 9 games now. He just came off a 12-game hit streak. So now runners at first and second with two outs, and Hinchman an opportunity again to drive in some runs. Here comes the 0-1 to Hinchman from the right-hander, Automiak, and it's inside and gets away, and the ball bounces all the way back to Franco at the dish, but both runners do advance. Hill to third, Tenna to second on the wild pitch. So second and third now with two outs, and again, Fresno putting runners in scoring position. They've left seven on base, 2 for 11 with runners in scoring position. Can Hinchman drive in a pair of runs? Here comes the 1-1 to Hinchman. And it will be outside. Two balls and a strike. As the former Razorback tried to clip the edge of the plate. Again, Automiak, 6'4", 230 pounds. Strong right-hander. Here comes the 2-1 to Hinchman. And that's a called strike. Good slider at the top of the zone. Hinchman broke his bat in the last time he was at the dish, and the ball actually went foul, but almost had the distance to go out. As it counted, two balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies have left nine on base. They are 2 for 12 with runners in scoring position. They lead 3-0 as we head to the fifth. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 3-0, Fresno leads Stockton. Albert Pacheco will take on Jose Escorche to lead things off. The second baseman for the Ports flew out his first time at the dish. As a right-hander starts to get loose down in that pen for Stockton, here comes the pitch, and it's inside, count at 1-0. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Here comes the 1-1 from Pacheco, and it's fouled off, count at 1-2. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the pitch, and that's a line drive for Escorche out to left field, a base hit. A leadoff single for Escorche. He's now 1-2. Third hit for Stockton, as he'll bring up the third baseman in Derek Salome. Here in the top of the fifth inning, as the Grizzlies lead 3-0. Glad you could join us for Tuesday Night Baseball, game one of this six-game series. As Pacheco will come set, here comes his pitch, and it's a called strike, count at 0-1. Albert Pacheco against Derek Solom, D-E-R-E-C-K-S-A-L-O-M. Here comes the 0-1, and it's a ground ball. This could be two. Mendez over to second for one. On a first, a double play. Perfectly turned. 5-4-3, and two outs just like that. That fastball with tons of sink on it gets the double play. So two outs now as it brings up the center fielder, Ryan Lasko. Lasko's 0-for-2, reached on an error to start the game. As the Grizzlies trying to pick up another clean inning and bring the bats back. As here comes the pitch from Pacheco. That's a called strike. Count it 0-1. Albert Pacheco was part of that international signing class in 2019 that included Adiel Amador, who made his big league debut this season. Also, right-hander Victor Juarez, a part of the first-half clinching Spokane Indians. As here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and it's inside. Count of one ball and two strikes. Pacheco, one of the better arms of that group, though. Again, just 21 years old, still learning how to pitch. As here comes the 1-2. It's outside, two balls and two strikes. But Pacheco has been one of the most consistent starters for Fresno in the past two seasons. Joined Fresno around this time last year, where he made 14 starts. As that pitch is a deep fly ball out to left field, a long run for Hill, and he will watch it leave the yard as that is gone, and Ryan Lasko has left the yard. It's now 3-1. A solo shot to left. Hill just ran out of real estate, and so Lasko puts the ports on the board with that solo home run. Just like that, 3-1 after the second hit of the inning. Fourth hit overall for Stockton. As here comes the designated hitter in Nelson Beltran, 1-for-2. That ball just near that 324 marker in left. As Beltran swings and misses, count it 0-1. It's 400 feet to center field, 335 to right field. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. Good fastball at the top of the zone. Quickly 0-2. As we said, a right-hander getting loose down in that pen for Stockton. Here comes the 0-2 from Pacheco. Swung on and missed. He elevates the fastball for his fourth punch out. But a home run from Ryan Lasko makes it 3-1. Fresno looking for more runs right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Bottom of the fifth inning, 3-1 Fresno leads Stockton. as E.J. Andrews Jr. will stride to the plate. 1-for-2 with a 2-RBI double. Here comes the pitch, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-1 from Stockton right-hander and Ryan Brown. He takes over for Mark Adamiak. The right-hander Adamiak, 2 scoreless innings. As here comes the 0-1 from Brown, and it is outside. Count of 1-1. So 2 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts for Adamiak as he gives way to Ryan Brown. Here comes the 1-1 to Andrews Jr., and he will take it outside. 2-1. Stockton, this is what they do. They have a starter, a bridge guy, and then their piggyback. And Ryan Brown, the piggyback to Echeverria. And here comes the 2-1. That's a called strike. Now 2-2. Brown is 23 years old, 6'2", 219 pounds. The right-hander born in Salem, Oregon, stayed in-state to play for the Beavers at Oregon State. Here comes the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. And a slider outside. The count full, 3-2. Brown, this is his 16th appearance out of the bullpen. He has made a pair of starts, a 1-2 record, 4 saves, a 4.03 ERA. Here comes the 3-2, and it is low, 4, and Andrews Jr. draws a walk to start the frame. 4th walk issued by Stockton Pitching, and Andrews Jr. is on for the second time, as here comes catcher Darius Perry. Perry 0-for-2, reached on an error in his first at-bat, as he would love to drive in some runs right here. Perry just 1 home run. A touchdown worth of RBI was 6. As here comes the pitch from Ryan Brown. As Andrews Jr., he's off. The throw to second is online and is late, and Andrews Jr. has a stolen base. So runner at second now with no outs, as that pitch was a called strike. Count at 0-1. Andrews Jr.'s 5th stolen base in 6 attempts. And just like that, Fresno putting a runner in scoring position again. They lead 3-1 here in the bottom of the 5th. As here comes the pitch, and it's in the dirt. Good stop from the catcher in Franco. Count of 1-1. So you can hear the grunt from the starting or from the pitcher in Ryan Brown. So 1-1, runner at second here with no outs. Andrews Jr., good lead over there at second as Brown looks him back. Here comes the pitch to Perry, and he flies one. That one's to right field, but playable for Nankill. Nankill races over, makes the catch. Here goes Andrews Jr. to third. He will get there without a throw. And so Andrews Jr. now into third on the flyout from Perry. A productive first out as it brings up the second baseman in Tevin Tucker. Tucker's 0-for-2, struck out his last time at the plate. Would love to score a run as the infield once again comes in against Tucker. If Tucker can sky one to the outfield, it will definitely score Andrews Jr. That's the type of speed that the former Fresno State Bulldog possesses. Here comes the pitch to Tucker. And he looks to bunt, and now the check back at third, and Andrews Jr. is safe. Good throw over as Salome was just late on the tag. Great throw from Franco. Count at 1-1. As Tevin Tucker looks in again. Here comes the pitch to Tucker, and he looks to bunt again and takes another strike quickly, 0-2. Tucker trying to get on any way he can, and the bunt attempt missing. So 2-2 as the Dodgers just took the lead over the Rockies in the 9th inning. A 3-run homer from former Fresno Grizzly Teoscar Hernandez. As the 0-2 is high, count now 1-2. So Rockies look to walk it off against the Dodgers this evening. The Grizzlies, they're beating the Ports 3-1 here in the bottom of the 5th. Here comes the pitch to Tucker. And he will watch strike 3. He is down on strikes for the second time. That is the first punch out for Brown, second out of the inning. And here comes Caleb Hobson, 0-for-3. Hobson had an at-bat in the first, second, and third inning, so he's already up for the fourth time tonight. But Hobson looking to get on base for the first time in this series. Here comes the pitch to Caleb Hobson as Andrews Jr. leads from third. And it's a called strike, count it 0-1. Caleb Hobson, a five-game hit streak, as long as this year, six games. Fresno 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position tonight. They have nine left on base. Here comes the 0-1, and that's a check swing, and it is quickly 0-2 as Hobson chased after a pitch down in the zone. Can the Grizzlies find a way to score a run here with Andrews Jr. at third? Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. As the Grizzlies lead 3-1. Ryan Brown looking in. Here comes his 0-2 to Caleb Hobson. And Hobson will take a pitch in the dirt, count of one ball and two strikes. As Andrews Jr. holding his batting gloves at third. He already has a stolen base in this contest. Two RBI thanks to a double back in the third. The big hit of the game so far. One ball, two strikes to Hobson. Here's the pitch. And it's a high, high, high pop-up. And it will drift foul. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. And a souvenir for a gentleman holding a beer. Very nice. One ball, two strikes as Hobson. Here comes the pitch from Brown. And he will check his swing and he goes after it. And that will end the inning. Once again, Fresno leaves a runner in scoring position. Now 2-for-15. They've left 10 on base. They lead 3-1 as we head to 6. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the sixth inning, 3-1, Fresno leads Stockton as TJ Schofield Sam will lead things off against left-hander Albert Pacheco as there's a call strike, count at 0-1. TJ Schofield Sam has reached base twice, a single, a fielder's choice, and an error. As here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off, counted no balls and two strikes. Glad you could join us for game one of this six-game series. Albert Pacheco, he's allowed four hits, one run on one walk, and four Ks. As that is swung on a miss, make it five Ks as Schofield Sam is out. And just like that, Pacheco, a nice start to his sixth inning. As Schofield Sam swings and misses, One out as here comes the right fielder, Nate Nankill. He's 0 for 2. Heads up, Grizzlies fans. Chukchansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy that started on June 1st in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans. All bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. As here is a fly ball. This is out to center field and caught by Hobson. Two outs. That ball was up in the air for a while, and two away for Clark Elliott. Again, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags, all bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/game day. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Here in the top of the sixth inning, 3-1 Fresno leads Stockton as Pacheco winds and deals, swung on and missed. Good pitch to Elliott. Elliott 0 for 2, struck out in his first at-bat. Here in the top of the sixth inning, as action now down in that Fresno bullpen. Pacheco ready to go. Here comes the pitch to Elliott. And that's a called strike. Good fastball. That hit the inside part of the plate. Count now 1-2. Pacheco looking for another punch out. Here comes the pitch. And it is just outside. 2-2. The Grizzlies and the Ports renewing their rivalry. It's been more lopsided with Fresno winning the majority of the games. As here comes the pitch. And that's a fly ball that will go foul. Count remains at 2-2. Again, top of the sixth inning as the team's playing their first game here at Chukchansey Park in 2024. Here comes the 2-2, and that is just low. 3-2. Good spot for Pacheco as he was looking for the punch out. So now 3-2. Here's the pitch from Pacheco, and it's in the dirt, and a two-out walk. Pacheco's second walk of the contest, and it brings up the shortstop in Miles Naylor. Naylor 0 for 1 with a walk. And with two outs, one swing of the bat could tie this game. As a right-hander in Cade Denton starts to get loose down in the pen. As Pacheco... There are six lefties coming up, or six righties, as the lefty delivers a pitch. It's inside, count at 1-0. So with the righty in the pen, Pacheco, this could be his final batter. He's up to 93 pitches. Here comes the 1-0 outside, 2-0. The Ports, they're pesky. Their record at 25-36 may not show that, but this Grizzlies team, it has taken every pitcher to win games late. One of the two wins for Stockton this year was on a walk-off. As here comes a mound visit. Looks like Doug Linton, one of the Rockies pitching coordinators who's in town this week. Counted 2-0. As Pacheco talking with Perry as well. So that will end the mound visit as Pacheco behind the count, 2-0. Top of the sixth inning, 3-1 Fresno leads Stockton. As the Grizzlies looking to pick up a win to open this series. Of course, the first half will end on Thursday and start Friday night. As there's a strike, count at 2-1. Good pitch there from Pacheco. Lots of promotions later in the week as well. Halfway to Grismas on Friday. Here comes a 2-1. That's low. 3-0. The Grizzlies would love to be gifted a win to open up the second half on Friday. They would love a win tonight as well. As the 3-1 is a check on the runner. And Elliott, good move over there from Pacheco. As Elliott was just taking his lead. Quick feet, though, from the left fielder as he gets back safely. Here's the 3-1, and that ball is fouled off and just to the right of us. Count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. And a souvenir for a lucky fan. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the runner at first and Elliott will take off on the delivery. Hinchman playing behind him. Here comes the 3-2, and it's high ball for another walk to Naylor. Back-to-back walks here with 2 outs. And that might be it for Pacheco as manager Steve Solis at the top of the dugout. Let's see if he'll go to Denton in this situation. Carlos Franco 0-for-2, and here comes manager Steve Solis. So that will do it for Pacheco. Another 5 2/3 innings for the left-hander. He will give way to the bullpen right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We are still in the top of the sixth inning. 2 runners on with 2 outs as Cade Denton will face Carlos Franco. Here's the pitch inside, count at 1-0. Cade Denton worked 2/3 of an inning on Sunday. Back out to pick up a key final out and finish the line for Albert Pacheco, who leaves with 2 outs here in the sixth. As here's a chopper to short, Perez, a nice play. The underhand toss is second, and that will end the inning. So Pacheco only allows 1 run over 5 2/3, and the Grizzlies a 3-1 lead as we head to the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Cruise at the Chuck Chansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-1, Fresno leads Stockton. As the first pitch to Luis Mendez is on its way from right-hander in Ryan Brown. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside. Count of 1-0. Luis Mendez 2-for-2. He has a walk and a run scored, also a stolen base. As here comes the pitch to Mendez. And it is a called strike. Count of 1-1. From right-hander Ryan Brown, who had a walk and 2 punch-outs in his first inning of work. 3-1 Fresno leads Stockton. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. It is outside. 2-0. As Luis Mendez trying to get on once again. Here comes the 2-1. And it is swung on and missed. Good breaking ball. Count it 2-2 as Mendez way out in front on that pitch. So 2-2. The Grizzlies lead just 3-1. Here comes the pitch. And Mendez, a little slow chopper. And this ball is going to go foul as Mendez runs into the pitcher, Brown. And both guys tangled up a little bit. As now, Mendez is going to be ruled out on interference, apparently by the home plate umpire. And Steve Solis is furious. Unbelievable. They're going to rule him out right here. Mendez was just running down the line, and the pitcher, Brown, trying to get the baseball, runs into Mendez. And I believe that's going to be the first out of the inning. The Grizzlies, if we look at the replay right here, Mendez, just a high chopper. He didn't realize where Brown was, and they're smiling even when they're hugging each other. That is unbelievable. And Mendez couldn't believe it. He thought he was going back to the plate. Instead now, he's going to be ruled out on interference. This is unbelievable. We've continued to see plays in this homestand where the Grizzlies have not had the calls go their way. And this could be another one right here as manager Steve Solis is arguing, and he is gone. Steve Solis has been thrown out, the first ejection here in 2024 as Steve Solis here in the bottom of the sixth has been ejected. He's going to talk to both umpires, and there is an ejection. It's going to be one unassisted on the interference. And Steve Solis has been wrung out of this game. He will head back to the locker room. I think this was building up over the past couple of days. And finally it boils over. As we'll bring up the shortstop in Andy Perez with one out. Unbelievable. So Steve Solis has been ejected by home plate umpire Chad Lagana. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning with one out. So now the Blue is going to look back to make sure Steve Solis leaves the field. He is still looking in the Grizzlies' dugout. He is looking over to make sure that Steve leaves. As we are still waiting now, and third base coach Cesar Galvez, he's talking now with Chad Lagana, trying to tell him what's going on. Galvez is not happy as the third base coach is arguing. This has gone out of control here in the sixth inning. And the crowd, rightfully so, giving word as well. As here comes the pitch to Andy Perez. And Perez will take a ball low. Count of 1-0. To see if this fires up this Grizzlies offense that only has 3 runs on 6 hits. They left 10 on base, 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Here comes the 1-0. And that's a strike count at 1-1. So the first ejection here in 2024 for Fresno. Manager Steve Solis. Now again, It has been a tumultuous series and homestand for Steve Solis as that swung on a miss, counted 1-2. And I think that just finally was the last straw for Solis. Counted 1-2 as here comes the pitch to Andy Perez. And it's low, 2-2. Of course, we had a different umpire crew in the previous series. The Grizzlies were cost a couple runs on Sunday. We saw a lot of interesting pitch clock violations and timing rules the past week or so, and I think Steve Solis had enough. As here comes the 2-2 now, as right-hander Ryan Brown deals, and that is swung on and missed, and he is out. That is the third strikeout for Brown, second out of the inning, and here comes left fielder G.J. Hill. Hill is 2-for-3, but he's reached base all three times. An RBI single back in the first. He scored a run in the third inning. As the Grizzlies trying to find something as they lead 3-1. Here comes the pitch to Hill. And it's high and inside. Count at 1-0. This Grizzlies offense had a big series against the Quakes. They split the series, but a lot of runs, a lot of hits. Now a low-scoring game tonight. As that swung on a miss by Hill. Count now at 1-1. Bottom of the sixth inning, 3-1 Fresno leads Stockton. Game one of this six-game series. Here comes the 1-1, and that's high. 2-1. 2-1. G.J. Hill. 6 home runs this year. The most he's had in a season in his professional career is 7. Here comes the 2-1. That's outside. 3-1. As Brown loses the strike zone there. And a little bit of some head nod there from Brown as he's disappointed after that pitch. 3-1. As G.J. Hill trying to get a pitch to get out of here. Here comes the 3-1. And he fouls off a good fastball from Brown at 93 miles per hour. 3-2 now. Bottom of the sixth inning, Fresno and Stockton. Here comes the pitch to Hill once again from the righty and Brown. And Hill will line it and caught by the first baseman, Schofield Sam. And that will end the inning. He left high, and we will head to the seventh. 3-1 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8? Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa! There's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models? Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Top of the seventh inning here in downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. 3-1 Grizzlies lead the Ports as Jose Escorche will lead things off, a bounding ball to third. Mendez over to first in time. And there's one away. It goes 5-3 as third baseman Derek Salome will stride to the plate against Kay Denton, who finished up the sixth inning for Albert Pacheco, who finished 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned a solo shot to left, 3 walks, and 5 punch-outs for Pacheco. His ERA now 2.72. As the pitch is a called strike from Kay Denton. Counted 0-1. Good fastball from Denton. Denton, 6'4", 205 pounds. 22 years old, went to Oral Roberts. As that's fouled off, count now at 0-2. Denton has been fantastic this season out of the Grizzlies' pen. Has been put in some tough situations and does not back down. No balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball, that goes foul, quickly 0-2. Denton, 10th game out of the bullpen, no record, a 1.13 ERA. He has 3 holds. Was one of the best closers in college baseball at his time with the Golden Eagles, as that pitch runs outside. And the Rockies took a chance on him in the 6th round in 2023. Joined Fresno for a couple games at the end of last year. As here comes the pitch, and a ground ball again to short. Perez gobbles it up. Oh, to first in time. 6-3, 2 outs now. As here comes the center fielder in Ryan Lasko. So 2 outs as Lasko, who has a solo shot, strides to the plate. Trachancy Gold has given away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Here comes the pitch. That's outside. Count at 1-0. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Top of the 7th inning. Fresno leads 3-1 against the Stockton Ports here on June 18th. As that pitch runs inside, and Denton falls behind to Lasko. Here comes Denton's offering, and there's a called strike. Count now at 3-1. So 3 balls, 1 strike. Denton looks in. Here comes his 3-1. And a high chopper again. This is Perez at short. He's been busy. The throw to first and 3 ground outs will end the inning. Let's go stretch here at Chansey Park. Here's the Grizzlies baseball and stream guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Bottom of the 7th inning, 3-1 Fresno leads Stockton as Felix Tena will lead things off against the right-hander in Ryan Brown, who's back out for his 3rd inning of work. Here comes the pitch to Tenna as the right-hander takes his time. And Tenna, line drive out to center field. That ball was hit well, but the center fielder in Lasco makes up ground to make the catch. One out as it brings up the first baseman in Jason Hinchman. Hinchman is 0-for-2, but he's reached base twice, a walk and an error. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Glad you could join us for Tuesday evening baseball. Here comes the pitch from the righty Brown, and Hinchman takes it outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies looking to win the first of six games in this series. Action down in that Fresno bullpen as here comes the 1-0 to Hinchman, and he will take a pitch low. Two balls and no strikes. It is left-hander Bryson Hammer down in that Fresno pen. As Jason Hinchman counted two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's high. Count now at three balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies and the Ports. A low-scoring game here at Chuck Chansey Park. Glad you could join us, though. Hinchman, three balls, no strikes as he takes ball four inside and a one-out walk. That is the second walk issued to Hinchman tonight. Fifth overall by the Ports. And it brings up designated hitter E.J. Andrews Jr. has the biggest hit of the game so far. A two RBI double back in the third inning. He's 1-for-2, a walk and a stolen base as well. Modesto leads San Jose 5-1. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Rancho Cucamonga leads Inland Empire 7-5. They're in the top of the seventh. As here's a high fly ball out to left center field. Playable, though, for Lasco, and he makes the catch. Two outs now as Hinchman back to first. And it brings up catcher Darius Perry, who's 0-for-3, reached on an error. Lake Elsinore leads Visalia 5-1. So if the Storm hold on to win this game, they will clinch the South Division because of head-to-head record, and they would be up two games on the Quakes with two games remaining in the half. Here comes the pitch to Darius Perry, and he will take a called strike. Count it 0-1 from Ryan Brown. Good fastball there as you continue to hear Brown grunt on the mound. Two outs, runner at first, bottom of the seventh. Righty Brown comes set. Here comes his 0-1 as Perry gets ready, and he will take a ball high. Count of one ball and one strike. The catcher, Franco, trying to frame it. So one ball, one strike. Perry 0-for-3. Here comes the pitch to the Grizzlies catcher in Perry. And he will take it outside. Two balls and a strike. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game and what to expect tomorrow in Game 2 of 6. Fresno and Stockton back at it as the first half coming to a conclusion. Here's the pitch to Perry, and he will take a called strike. That was at the top of the zone. Count now at two balls and two strikes. Perry, 6'2", 210 pounds from Fullerton, California, the UCLA product, the former Bruin, now a Grizzly Bear, from bear to bear. As here comes the 2-2, Hinchman leads from first, here comes the pitch, and Perry, swing and a miss, and that will end the inning. Ryan Brown, three scoreless innings of relief as we head to the eighth, Grizzlies lead by two. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cruise at the Chuck Chansey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno.
Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark. Cruise at the Chuck Chancey Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Top of the eighth inning, 3-1. The Grizzlies lead the Ports as Bryson Hammer will take over on the bump. Here comes the first pitch from Hammer, and it's a little blooper in a shallow center field, and it gets down a base hit for Nelson Beltran. Beltran now 2-for-4 with a leadoff single. And just like that, the fifth hit for Stockton as it brings up first baseman in TJ Schofield Sam. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on, Bryson Hammer, though, he's been outstanding this year out of the bullpen. Hammer, this is his 21st game out of the pen, as that's outside, count of 1-0. He really has been nails, though, in Bryson Hammer, a 2-1 record, 2 holds, 4 saves, a 1.26 ERA. He has not permitted an earned run spanning 12 games, as there's a called strike, count at 1-1. Top of the 8th inning, 3-1, Frezzo leads Stockton. As Hammer looks in. Here comes the 1-1 now to TJ Schofield Sam. It's outside, 2-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. As there's a strike, count it 2-2. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Here comes the 2-2 from Hammer. And it's called strike 3, and Schofield Sam caught looking. That's the second time he's been rung up on strikes. Hammer's first punch out of the game, as it brings up right fielder Nate Nankill. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Here comes the pitch. That is inside. Count at 1-0. As Bryson Hammer trying to work through this middle part of the Ports lineup here on June 18th. Top of the eighth inning. Fresno 5 outs away from a big win, as that is just outside. Counted 2 balls and no strikes. Game 1 of this 6-game series here on June 18th. 2 balls, no strikes as Hammer trying to get Nate Nankill as that pitch is low. 3 balls and no strikes. The Dallas Baptist product, a tough angle, 3/4 arm slot for the lefty in Hammer. 6'1", 186 pounds, 22 years old, born in Stony Point, North Carolina. As the 3-0 is on its way, that's a called strike all the way. 3-1. As the runner at first is Nelson Beltran. He's got great speed, as the Grizzlies trying to keep him close. 3 balls, 1 strike. Here's a pitch from Hammer towards Nankill, and it's inside, ball 4. Up to second goes Beltran, a walk to Nankill, So now first and second with one out. And Clark Elliott to the dish. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. As Bryson Hammer trying to work through some trouble here in this inning. As here comes a mound visit. As the Grizzlies lead by only 2 runs, the winning run now at the dish. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. Mound visit over as Hammer looking to get out of this inning with one pitch. 3-1 as two runners on with one out. Clark Elliott, the left fielder, trying to find a way on. As the Grizzlies, they still have 2 innings to play with, possibly offensively. It'll be 9-1-2 due up in the bottom of the eighth. As the first pitch is a called strike. Good fastball from Hammer. 91 miles per hour, glistening in on the inside part of the plate. No balls, one strike. Hammer looks in. Here comes the 0-1. And that's in the dirt. Count of 1 ball in 1 strike. So 1 ball, 1 strike as Hammer trying to get through this inning. And now Perry coming out to give some signs to the infield. There is 10 seconds on the pitch clock. So now 1 ball and 1 strike as Hammer looks in. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And that is low. 2 balls and a strike. Good pitch down low as the batter in Elliott did not chase after it. Here comes the pitch as Hammer. Wind and deal, and that's a ball outside. 3 balls and a strike. So Hammer trying not to load the bases with another walk. Fresno, they lead 3-1 here in the eighth inning. Rancho Cucamonga, they lead 7-6. Lake Elsinore leads Visalia, but the Storm 1 out away from clinching a playoff berth. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. 3-2. Good pitch as the crowd with some applause after that pitch as a couple pitches were close. And now the home plate umpire, Chad Lagan, looking towards the Ports dugout. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Hammer ready to go. Here comes the 3-2. And it is just low and it loads the bases. Elliott draws another walk. Nan killed a second. And up to third goes Beltran. So Hammer another walk, and now he'll take on Miles Naylor, who's drawn 2 walks. So bases loaded with 1 out. And now Miles Naylor, the top prospect on this Stockton Ports team, takes on Bryson Hammer. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. Counted 0-1. Good pitch right there as the lefty Herrera starts to get loose in the pen. No balls, 1 strike. Hammer will come set around the belt. Here comes his 0-1 to Naylor. And that gets away. It's going to be 3-2 after the wild pitch. So everyone moves up, and the tying run at third, the go-ahead run at second, and there is an earned run given up by Bryson Hammer. It's a wild pitch. Everyone moves up now 3-2. So an earned run allowed by Hammer. Second and third with 1 out. Here comes the pitch to Naylor, and he fouls it off. Count at 1-2. So Bryson Hammer allows his first earned run in over 12 outings. He had only allowed 4 earned runs all year long. So now 3-2 here in the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch, and that's outside. Count it, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hammer has not been able to find the strike zone this inning. The former Patriot trying to get through this frame without any more damage. Fresno cannot afford it either. Here's the 2-2 now from Bryson Hammer. And a ground ball into left field, a base hit. We are tied. Here comes just one run will score as the runner at second, Elliott, held up at third. We are tied at 3 here in the 8th inning. So Elliott gets the 3rd, Naylor with the RBI single. He's reached base 3 times. We are tied here in the 8th inning. Second hit and another run. And now runners at 1st and 3rd with 1 out. And Carlos Franco, who's 0-for-3 to the dish. So we are tied here at Chuck Chancey Park as Hammer has allowed 2 runs. And he's only done that twice this year. The other one, his first outing in San Jose. So the Ports, again, the pesky Ports have found a way to tie this game up and the go-ahead run at 3rd. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off. Count at 0-1, right into the netting from Franco. This Grizzlies team, if you look at the dugout right now, it is dead silent. No balls and a strike. Bryson Hammer trying to get out of this frame without any more damage. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. And a ground ball. This could be 2, 6, 4, 3 in the dirt. And the dig. And is not in time. And the Ports take the lead on what it should have been. An inning-ending double play. 3 runs have scored and the Ports have the lead. A fielder's choice after the low throw. Elliott scores. Out at second is Naylor. Goes 6-4 on the fielder's choice. The 3rd run of the inning. So now it's Jose Escorche with 2 outs and a runner at 1st. And the Ports have the lead here in the 8th. As that pitch is down and away, count at 1-0. And it has gone out of control for Fresno here in the 8th inning. They had a 3-1 lead. Albert Pacheco will have a no decision tonight. And now Hammer in line for the loss as that's outside. 2 balls and no strikes. This has not been the Bryson Hammer we have seen all year long. The lefty has just not been able to find the strike zone. And after a possible inning-ending double play, the Ports have taken the lead. Here comes the pitch to Escorche. Swung on and missed. Count it 2-1. So the Grizzlies will have to have another comeback clause win tonight. They'll have 9-1-2 due up in the bottom of the 8th inning. This was a team that took a 3-0 lead early. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and missed. Now 2-2. Colorado, they blew their lead late to Los Angeles losing tonight. Fresno not trying to do what the big league affiliate did tonight. Trying to find a way now to win this game. So no balls or 2 balls and 2 strikes as Hammer comes set around the belt. Here comes his 2-2 offering to Escorche. And a ground ball again to 3rd and over to 2nd. That will end the inning. So the Grizzlies, they give up the lead. It's now 4-3 as we head to the bottom of the 8th. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year.
The 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancy Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. There will be a pinch hitter for Fresno in the bottom of the eighth as Nick Guile will pinch hit for Tevin Tucker. As here comes the pitch from the righty in Brown, and Guile checks swing. Did he go around? He did not. Count at 1-0. So 4-3 Ports here in the bottom of the eighth inning after a three-run top of the eighth inning off of Bryson Hammer. As here comes the 1-0 to Guile. Check swing again. Did he go around? He didn't. Two balls and no strikes. So Nick Guile, the pinch hitter for Tevin Tucker. Caleb Hobson on deck. Guile had three walks on Sunday. Here's a 2-0. That's a strike count at 2-1 as Ryan Brown in his fourth inning of work. Hitting coach Trevor Burmeister, he's now the first base coach for Steve Solis, who was ejected earlier in the night. As there's a line drive, that's out to left field, and it gets down. Guile will have a single, and he will stop there. That ball was thrown in nicely by the left fielder Elliott, but Nick Guile, a pinch hit single. And just like that, Fresno some momentum here in the bottom of the eighth inning. That ball was crushed out to left field by Guile. Got a pitch elevated, and the left fielder in Elliott was playing closer to the wall, maybe no doubles. As it brings up Caleb Hobson, who is 0-4. Hobson looking to extend his hit streak here in the bottom of the eighth. Runner at first with no outs. Here comes the pitch to Hobson, and he will take a called strike. A count at 0-1. So now the top of the lineup here for Fresno. A perfect chance for this Grizzlies top of the lineup to get something done. No balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch, and now Hobson looks to bunt, and it goes foul. And the count now at 0-2 as the home plate umpire, Chad Lagana, said that ball was fouled behind the plate. No balls, two strikes. So no balls, two strikes to Hobson, looking to extend his hit streak. Runner at first is Nick Guile. Still waiting for tonight's attendance as here comes the 0-2. Hobson will ground it to third, and that ball goes foul as the third base coach and Cesar Galvez giving way to third baseman Derek Salome. Nick Guile, the runner at first base. Caleb Hobson trying to get going here tonight. 0-4. He was 0-4 last Tuesday as well against the Quakes. Had a home run on Sunday, though, to wrap up the series. Caleb Hobson has continued to be successful at the top of this Fresno lineup. And he's been held tonight by the Ports pitching staff. Bottom of the eighth inning. Here comes the pitch to Caleb Hobson. And it's low. Count at one ball and two strikes. Brown was looking for his fifth punch out of the game. As now there's action down in that bullpen. And it's Diego Barrera, the lefty. Barrera was worn up earlier in the contest. Here comes the 1-2 to Hobson. Guile leads from first, and Hobson ground ball to third. And it's picked up for one on a first and not in time. A fielder's choice, but Hobson is now on. So Hobson will reach on the fielder's choice. It goes 5-4 for the first down, and here comes third baseman Luis Mendez. Mendez has reached base three times. He is 2-3 with a walk. also has a run scored. As Wellington Herrera down in that pen for Fresno for the top of the ninth. So now Mendez with a runner at first and no outs as the first pitch is outside. Count at 1-0. Hobson has great speed on the base paths, and I think everybody in the ballpark knows that he could be taken off at some point in this at-bat. Hobson 19 for 22 in stolen bases. As he has a great lead, and now they're going to check on him. He's back safely with a head-first dive. Luis Mendez, who's in the number two spot tonight, can he get on base once again? He's taking some great at-bats tonight. Last time he was at the plate was led to an ejection after a ground out on an interference call. Here's the pitch to Mendez, and Mendez a fly ball to center field, but that will stay in the park, and he will be retired for the second out. So two away runner at first now for Andy Perez. Perez is 0 for 3, walked in his first plate appearance. As now with two outs, Perez going to try to find a way to continue this inning or give the Grizzlies the lead. As the Ports have a 4-3 lead. Lake Elsinore, they held on to win 5-3 in Visalia. San Jose trails 5-1 in Modesto, and Rancho Cucamonga leads Inland Empire 7-6. Here's the pitch, and that is high. Count at 1-0. So it sounds like the South Division is wrapped up as Inland Empire, they are heading to the postseason. As Hobson leads from first, here comes the 1-0 to Andy Perez. And he takes it inside. Two balls and no strikes. Perez, let's see what he has right here. He's had some key at-bats in late innings over the past couple of weeks, especially Saturday night that led to a double. Two balls, no strikes. Andy Perez, four home runs this year. He has 34 RBI. Here comes the 2-0 from Brown. Looks back the runner, and now he'll take a called strike, count it 2-1. Just on the outside part of the plate. This Grizzlies team trying to end the first half strong. Tuesday night baseball, 4-3. The Cardiac Grizzlies. Here comes the 2-1 as a check on Hobson. He's back safely with a head first dive. Hobson has not taken second base just yet. We'll see if he takes off on this 2-1 now, though. If Andy Perez can get a ball to hit it deep in the gap, maybe Hobson can score. Here comes the 2-1, and here's a ground ball foul. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. First baseman Schofield Sam snagging that ball. So now 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's been a long game between these two teams, back and forth. Ryan Brown looking in. Here comes his 2-2 to Andy Perez. And Hobson, he looked like he was going to go. And now a throw back to first, and it's just high as Hobson is safe. And now the count full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Hobson had a fake steal. He had a great secondary, but decided against it. So now 3 balls, 2 strikes, and Hobson on the pitch will take off. Here comes the 3-2 to Andy Perez. And Perez, a fly ball. This is to shallow left field in the Ports bullpen, and it goes foul as the third baseman, Salome, could not make the play. And the count remains at 3-2 as Perez stays alive. Great effort, though, from Derek Salome down the left field line towards the Ports bullpen. The Ports bullpen catcher who was catching Barrera had to get out of the way. 3 balls, 2 strikes once again. Runner at first with 2 outs for Fresno, trailing 4-3. Here comes the pitch to Perez. And there goes a fly ball to right field. This is playable, though. Who's it going to be? And it's caught, and that will end the bottom of the eighth. Fresno once again leaving runners on. That has been the storyline tonight. We head to the ninth. Grizzlies trail by 1. We'll be back right after this.
Wow.
Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats 8. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of 8? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the ninth inning, 4-3. The Ports lead the Grizzlies as there's a called strike from Wellington Herrera to Derek Salome. Glad you could join us as Herrera will take over for Bryson Hammer. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a fly ball out to left center field. Long run, and it will get down and pass both outfielders. This is extra bases for Salome, and he is on with a double. It has continued to be a rough night for Fresno. We've seen manager Steve Solis ejected. We've seen a 3-1 run lead disappear. And now we've seen an opportunity where a ball drops in left center and the leadoff man is on again for Stockton. As here comes center fielder Ryan Lasko. He had a solo homer back in the fifth inning. As here comes the pitch from Herrera. And it's fouled off. Count it 0-1. So Salome's fourth double against Wellington Herrera. Nick Giles stays in the game as the Grizzlies' second baseman. As Ryan Brown looks like he's going to finish this game off. No one in the Ports pen. As that ball gets away from Perry. Count it 1-1. Top of the ninth inning. Fresno trails 4-3. A turn of events as the Grizzlies trying to find a way to win this contest. Modesto just beat San Jose. Fresno trying to end this first half strong as here comes the 1-1. That's a strike count at 1-2 from Wellington Herrera. Herrera is 6 feet, 166 pounds, 20 years old from Fantino, Dominican Republic. Here's the 1-2. And Herrera will pick up a strikeout as caught looking is Lasko, and that's the first out of the inning. That fastball is outstanding. And that is the seventh strikeout now for Fresno pitching as it brings up the designated hitter in Nelson Beltran. Wellington Herrera trying to pick up a clean frame so Fresno's 4, 5, 6 batters can have something to work with. As there is a called strike, count it 0-1. Fresno, though, in this game, their offense, 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position. They've left 12 on base. It's not going to get the job done if they lose this game. Here's the pitch, and now a balk called. As going from second to third is Salome, and it just continues to get worse for Fresno. I don't know what Herrera did, but the base umpire, Drew Buffelli, said it was a balk. You could hear him loud and clear hit this ballpark. On the count now at no balls and a strike, but a runner at third as the Grizzlies infield comes in, and that is a called strike. Now 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Herrera. And it's fouled off as Beltran stays alive. Count remains no balls, two strikes. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's game, what to expect tomorrow for June 19th, game 2 of 6, Wednesday Night Baseball. As here's a foul ball, and it remains at no balls and two strikes. Souvenir for a lucky fan. Again, glad you could join us. Game 1 of this 6-game series. Big thank you to 99 Craft Pizza for tonight's press box food. As here comes the pitch from Herrera, and again, fouled off. As Beltran stays alive, good elevated fastball from Herrera. 4-3 here in the top of the ninth inning. Stockton leads Fresno. Herrera comes set. Here comes the 0-2. And that is called strike three, and Beltran is out. Beltran not happy with the call. And now with two away, he'll bring up TJ Schofield Sam. What a pitch from Herrera on the inside part of the plate. So now two outs, a runner at third. And Schofield Sam, who's reached base twice, one for four, will stride to the plate. And Herrera, lefty-lefty matchup. Let's see if he can get out of this inning. Here's the pitch. And it's a ball outside. Count at 1-0. Close, but no cigar. So one ball, no strikes. As the Grizzlies will have to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the 1-0. And it swung on and missed. Count at 1-1. So again, Fresno will have 4-5-6 due up in the bottom of the ninth inning. Fresno this year has 5 walk-offs, and most recently, Saturday night last week. As here comes the 1-1, and that swung on and missed. Good pitch down in the zone, and the count at 1-2. Man, Herrera is so fun to watch. Good fastball, continue to work on his breaking stuff. And Herrera, strike away from getting out of this frame, and no damage. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside. Count it 2-2. Herrera is 8-2 on the season. His 8 wins leads the California League. Can the 20-year-old, in his 22nd game out of the bullpen, get out of this inning? Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. He did. Let's go walk it off for the second time in the past 3 games. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Bottom of the ninth inning, Fresno trails 4-3. It's time for a Grizzlies comeback clause win and a walk-off as G.J. Hill will lead things off as now the home plate umpire in Chad Lagana, he is motioning for something. I don't know exactly what he is showing. As G.J. Hill will take on Diego Barrera as the first pitch is lined to right field, and it is caught by the right fielder in Nankill. So one pitch and one out as it brings up the right fielder in Felix Tena. So Hill is retired. He had reached base three times prior to that at-bat. So now the Grizzlies down to their final two outs. If Fresno loses tonight, it will be one of their worst comeback losses this year in terms of the opponent, as Tena swing and a miss, count at 0-1. But if they can find a way to walk it off tonight, it'll be their sixth of the season. Felix Tena, he is 1-for-3, also was hit by a pitch, as he will take a pitch inside, count at 1-1. That was a little bit low as well. From lefty, Diego Barrera takes over for Ryan Brown, who worked four scoreless innings, as Tena fouls it off, count at 1-2. Brown allowed one hit, two walks, he struck out four. He was fantastic for Stockton. As the Grizzlies trail 4-3, here comes the pitch to Tena. And it's high for a ball, count at two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the ninth inning. Glad you could join us as Tena will swing and miss and two outs. And the Grizzlies down to their last out. This Stockton Ports bullpen, eight punch outs over six scoreless innings. And it comes down to clutchman, Jason Hinchman, who's reached base three times. A pair of walks he's also reached on an error. He has two home runs as here comes the pitch. And he will fly one to right, but it goes foul. Count at 0-1. Diego Barrera, 6 feet, 165 pounds. Looking for a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch outside, one ball and one strike. E.J. Andrews Jr. on deck. He's had the biggest hit of the game, a 2-RBI double back in the ninth, as that's outside. Two balls and a strike. Can Andrews Jr. get to the plate with an opportunity to win it? Or can Hinchman just tie it right here? Here comes the 2-1, and it's inside. Three balls and a strike. If I'm Hinchman, I wait for the perfect pitch. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch to Hinchman, and he will take a called strike, and it's full 3-2. That looked inside, and the crowd not happy with the call. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to short. This should do it. Over to first, and that will do it. The Grizzlies fall 4-3 to the Stockton Ports, a comeback win for the Ports, and the Grizzlies drop the opening game of this six-game series. We'll be back at the postgame right after this.
Wow. Toyota's new Grand Highlander Hybrid really has 97.5 cubic feet of cargo space. I can upgrade my flower hobby into a flower hustle. And it seats eight. Do I want kids or become a dog mom of eight? Plus, it's got all-wheel drive, camping, skiing. Do I even have skis? Whoa, there's 15 other Toyota Hybrid models. Sounds dreamy. What are my dreams? Am I dreaming right now? Find yourself in a stylish new Toyota Hybrid today. Toyota, let's go places. What places? Where are we going?
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancy Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for the post-game show as your Fresno Grizzlies fall 4-3 to the Stockton Ports in game one of this six-game series. Stockton improves to 26-36. Fresno now 36-27. As Stockton, 4 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors. They left 8 on base. Fresno, 3 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 12 on base. The winning pitcher is Ryan Brown, now 2-2. The loss to Bryson Hammer, he's now 2-2. And the save to Diego Barrera, his second of the year. Time of the game, 2 hours and 41 minutes, in front of a paid crowd of 1,822. Let's go through the scoring plays where Fresno, they took a 3-0 lead, but that's all they could find tonight. They scored a run in the first inning thanks to a G.J. Hill RBI single, and then 2 runs in the third thanks to an E.J. Andrews Jr. 2 RBI double. It was 3-0 Fresno. But the Ports, the pesky Ports, found a way in the fifth inning. Ryan Lasko, a solo shot that barely got out in left field. And then 3 runs in the top of the eighth inning, which included an RBI single, a wild pitch, and then the worst thing about it, a double play fielder's choice that should have ended the inning. So the Grizzlies, they fall tonight by a final score of 4-3. Those were the scoring plays as Fresno falls tonight. On the hitting side of things, the big play for Fresno was that E.J. Andrews Jr., 2 RBI double. He reached base twice. So did Felix Tena, a single and hit by pitch. G.J. Hill had 2 hits, including an RBI single. Luis Mendez, a run. He reached base 3 times. By the Grizzlies, though, they had their opportunities and could not come through. For the Ports, an RBI on a home run thanks to Ryan Lasko, an RBI single for Miles Naylor. He reached base 3 times, a double from Derek Salome. And then on the pitching side of things, for Fresno's Albert Pacheco, 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned, 3 walks and 5 Ks. Kate Denton, an inning and a third, no hits, no runs, no walks, and no Ks. Bryson Hammer, he had an inning of work, 2 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned. He had 2 walks and 1 K. And for Hammer, that's his first runs allowed in his last 12 games. Finally, Wellington Herrera, 1 inning, 1 hit, 3 strikeouts for Herrera, continues to dominate on the bump. For Stockton, their starter, Steven Echeverria, 2 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, 1 hit by pitch, and 1 K. And then the bullpen for the Stockton Ports tonight, 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 2 walks. They struck out 8, which included 4 scoreless innings from Ryan Brown, who picked up the win, and the save to Diego Barrera. So the Grizzlies drop game one of this 6-game series. 2 more games left here in the first half. As tomorrow night, 6:50 p.m., we're back here at Chuck Chancy Park. Pre-game show at 6:35 p.m. A pair of righties expected on the bump for Stockton right-hand pitcher Corey Avant, a 2-2 record, a 6.48 ERA. Fresno gives the ball to right-hand pitcher Brian Perez, a 3-2 record, a 4.38 ERA. And that will do it as the Grizzlies fall 4-3 tonight. They will look to even up the series tomorrow night here at Chuck Chancy Park. Again, however you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Tuesday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Cruise at the Chuck Chancy Park for the Grizzlies Fiesta Oso, featuring the Lowriders de Fresno. Get ready for all the action with fireworks, food trucks, lowriders, and more. All the fun runs from July 19th through the 21st. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.